Let's talk about snow. Yeah, kind of odd given this time of year, I know, but there's a reason for all this. Remember when you were a kid and how after a snowstorm hit, you'd go around the neighborhood and earn a few extra bucks shoveling neighbors' sidewalks or driveways? It's not as easy today, since many towns actually have ordinances which can bring the police into this whole thing if kids today try to promote their shoveling services to their neighbors. Our next guest is here to share the details of a piece of legislation he's sponsoring in Trenton, bring some common sense back into this whole thing. He is the Assemblyman for New Jersey's 26th District, Assemblyman Jay Weber. Good morning, Assemblyman Weber.
Hi, Chris. How you doing?
Good to have you here. And, the bill, by the way, which is A4213, you can see in its full detail at njledge.state.nj.us. Now, this is one of those things where common sense and law don't always play well together. What was the catalyst for this bill coming to be?
Well, back in the winter, in January, remember we had a few snowstorms, and during one of them, a couple of teenagers down in Bound Brook decided that they would circulate some flyers in the neighborhood and tell people that if they needed help shoveling out, they'd be happy to do that. And as they were circulating these flyers in the neighborhood to try to earn a couple bucks, the police pulled them over, told them they couldn't do it. They had violated some ordinance in town, and you know, again, here's a case where just a little common sense is called for, and that's what the legislation's aimed at promoting.
Now, I remember that story, too. I was thinking, well, you know, we have all these residential communities with their resident boards, and they have all these strict rules and regulations about upkeep and everything from mowing the grass to whether or not you can fly a flag in front of your own home. And I'm thinking an older person, someone with an injury, certainly not able to go out there and shovel after a foot of snow falls down. So these ordinances that sound simplistic, but they have a lot of impact on people.
Well, they can, and some of them are well-intended. I mean, we want to protect people from scam artists and people who might take advantage of the elderly, but, I mean, you just have to use some common sense when you're enforcing this stuff. And, young guys, young women who want to go around, help neighbors, make a couple bucks in the middle of a snow emergency can be real helps to their neighbors, to their towns. Looking out for people who can't get out there or at work and can't shovel their walks or have bad backs or are elderly and can't shovel, it'd be dangerous for them to shovel. So for a lot of reasons, including we want to encourage kids to be enterprising and work hard and look for opportunities to work and make a couple dollars. All those reasons you want to encourage that. So the bill just says, look, within 24 hours of a forecasted snowstorm, it's okay for people to go door-to-door and let others know that they want to shovel. And it'll kind of take them out of those municipal ordinances that can snag well-intentioned and perfectly innocent behavior like these two kids were exhibiting in laws that were supposed to prevent scam artists and others who are up to no good from kind of preying on those in the neighborhood.
And certainly, too, given the schools are typically obviously closed when the snow hits, it's, you know, something nice to have the kids do, get outside and get some exercise and activity instead of sitting and staring at a smartphone or a computer screen all day.
Well, you were talking about, I mean, Chris, when I was growing up in Clifton, boy, I the snow days, I used to make a killing.
Oh, yeah.
Going door to door and not asking for a lot of money, but, you know, we'd go out all day with our shovels. We'd come back home and I'd have enough spending money for months. You know, what does a 12, 13-year-old kid need but spend a snow day making a few dollars and then go to a baseball card show and buy a couple baseball cards or something? It was great, and we should be encouraging that. And that's just, this is not the most important issue in Trenton, but sometimes you have to step in and encourage people to use common sense, and that's why I got involved.
And I think I still have some of those baseball cards I bought my snow shoveling money, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I do, too, as my mom reminds me up in the attic.
Talking with Assemblyman Jay Weber from the 26th District and his bill A4213, which would just put some common sense to the kids that want to make a few extra bucks and help their neighbors by shoveling snow after 24 hours of a protected snowstorm. njledge.state.nj.us is where you look up the bill and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And, you know, people hear about these laws. There are some serious penalties to some of these laws, too. Fines, you know, $20 you get from shoveling versus some of these regulations, which if the cops went through with them, would probably cost the kids $250, $500 sometimes. So it's almost like, I remember the story, I don't think it was New Jersey, it might have been over in Pennsylvania. A couple of girls put up a lemonade stand in the front yard of their own property in a residential area, and they got pinched for having an unlicensed business operating.
I know. It gets ridiculous. And to the police's credit, in that circumstance back in January, they didn't arrest the kids or anything, but they did tell them to stop. And we want to encourage that. But the penalties are bad. The licenses to go door-to-door in some of these towns can be prohibitive. I mean, as I understand it, in Bound Brook, you could be charged as much as $450 just for the right to go and solicit your neighbors to go shovel snow. So all this kind of takes that out of that that overregulated realm and lets people use their common sense and their elbow grease to go and make their communities better. It really is a classic case of government being well-intended but just overreaching and having unintended consequences that kind of messes up what everybody understands to be a good thing, whether it be kids shoveling snow in the winter or kids putting up lemonade stands in the summer. These are the kind of things that help make communities pleasant to live in, and we should be encouraging them, not discouraging them.
Well, I'm thinking, too, because if someone is of legal working age, which in New Jersey, I believe, is 16 and a half or 17, I forget which exactly, but if they are of working age and they're doing a snow shoveling and getting 20, 30, whatever it is for a driveway, then technically they would have to charge sales tax.
Let's not get into that.
Yeah,
that's the next thing I was thinking is, right? did the kids report the income that they earned that day? And is the Division of Taxation going to be knocking on their door on April 15th to make sure that they're paying their tax? I mean, you know, everyone, I think, understands that there's exchanges like that when kids are shoveling snow or selling lemonade for a quarter on their front lawn that government just has no place to
exactly.
intervene. And again, fortunately, I think the officials in Bound Brook saw that and they didn't give the kids too hard a time. But when you see stuff that makes no sense, sometimes the legislature will just make sure everybody in the state understands it's the public policy of the state to encourage that kind of entrepreneurship, not discourage it.
And again, the bill is A4213. You can read it in its entirety and watch it as it progresses further through the legislative process at the State House website, njledge.state.nj.us. We've been joined this morning by one of the sponsors of the bill, Assemblyman for the 26th District of New Jersey, Jay Weber. Assemblyman Weber, thanks so much for, believe it, you're a miracle worker, bringing common sense to rules and regulations. Congratulations for doing that, for being here this morning.
Well, thanks for your interest, Chris. Have a great day.